Jesus, please take us from this grandstand world. It's time we got into the game.
I am as God created me. You are as God created you means that Jesus is well established within you, embedded in your heart, mind, and in fact, wrapped around your soul. It is His blood shed that covers your sins. It is He that reflects God's own face back to Him through Christ, so that not a spot of sin is seen in your reflection. Because of Jesus, you are completely sinless and guiltless in God's sight. And you know that you love Him because He first loved you. He died for you. He died so that you could know that what God created as you is now perfect by the shed blood of our Savior, Jesus Christ. There can be no doubt about that. You are a child of God. In the Lamb's Book of Life, your name is permanently embedded. You can say, "I am as God created me," and really know it is true. Let's look deeper into the truth of your being as God created you. Jesus said, regarding the working of miracles, that even greater things you shall do. Can you honestly say that you have done greater things than Jesus? Have you healed the sick? Have you raised the dead? If not, why not? What might be the missing link to the truth of your being as God created you, completely transformed, a new creature in Christ? Is there the slightest doubt in your mind that you are as God created you? What would it take to fully accept that? What would it mean if you did fully accept that? I don't want to pull any punches here. I'm going to lay the cards on the table. The truth is, if you've accepted Christ into your heart, you are as God created you. What could you do with that knowledge? If you are not as God created you, you will be wrapped up in appearances, depressed all the time, sick in body and mind, poor in spirit, a very dismal presence walking this earth, not inspired nor much of an inspiration to those around you. Jesus says the truth will make you free. Did you know you were as God created you since you've been freed by the blood? Do you think if you stated this truth, even if appearances told you differently, it could make a difference in your day? Don't be reticent to feel the power, the joy, the excitement found in the truth of this statement. Say it confidently and say it often. I am as God created me. I used this statement today as I was driving around delivering food to people. Don't be afraid to use words. God created the universe using words. "Let there be light," He said, and there was light. I felt a little down, like I was in the dark, and this statement wiped my inner tears away and made me feel the light, the truth of my being. Not at first. There was too much crud in the way, and it took a little while, but then the truth hit me and made my soul sparkle. Then I knew. I really knew. Praise God. Don't brush this statement off like you would cat or dog hair from your clothes. Don't wiggle away from its meaning or shove it away like you would a vegetable you didn't like at the dinner table. If every Christian knew what it meant to be as God created them through Christ, the world would be amazingly transformed. Don't reject the truth of your being just because appearances tell you differently. You are as God created you. You don't believe it? Then say it again until you do, because that is the truth once you've accepted His Son. Remember, nothing you declare about yourself is true. You are as God created you. Nothing anyone else says you are is true. You are as God created you. Nothing circumstances scream at you is true. You are as God created you. Only this truth is true. With Christ residing in your heart, you are exactly as God created you.
You've heard about the ark that Noah built so long ago. He barked it on a mountain when the water stopped its flow. His friends were left behind because they did not heed God's word. What are we to do, my friends, now that we have heard? Let's open up the floodgates and let God's Spirit pour in. The pouring rains for 40 days and nights again. Let's clean up this town before the rain starts coming down. Let's open up the floodgates and let God's Spirit pour in. I think if we begin to see the light that shines within, we won't have to swim as long as we did way back then. Let's really open up and show God's love we have inside. Let's flood our minds with Jesus, or those clouds will flood our lives. Let's open up the floodgates and let God's Spirit pour in. Before it rains for 40 days and nights again, let's clean up this town before the rain starts coming down. Let's open up the floodgates and let God's Spirit pour in. Everybody get your pets and march them two by two. And come aboard the ark God built especially for you. No need to worry about the storms, we won't be on the sea. This ark floats on love that flows right out of you and me. Let's open up the floodgates and let God's Spirit pour in. Before it rains for 40 days and nights again, let's clean up this town before the rain starts coming down. Let's open up the floodgates and let God's Spirit pour in. Let's open up the floodgates and let God's Spirit pour in. Before it rains for 40 days and nights again, let's clean up this town before the rain starts coming down. Let's open up the floodgates, let's open up the floodgates, let's open up the floodgates, let God's Spirit pour in.
Like pressure's building in the boiler room, stand clear. If the sky is growing heavy as the clouds start to appear, there's the captain you can turn to, for the captain surely hears. The captain dwells within your ship, so let the captain steer. The wrecks are all around you, ships that couldn't sail the sea, ships whose captain couldn't steer because the crew had mutinied. But the captain is within your ship, he steers a course so true, and takes you safe beyond the reef because he so loves you. Remember, there is nothing that we really need to fear, for we learn to keep it simple as we let the captain steer. I love this music from Josh Woodward used for this poem entitled Of Dark Rooms and Crooked Candles, found at joshwoodward.com.
Jesus, please take us from this grandstand world. It's time we got into the game. We're so tired of this grandstand world where feelings never seem to change. Sometimes this world seems so unjust. I hope we'll find that through your mind, the sidelines aren't for us.